Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 81.
So, when I was in graduate school, I intended to write a dissertation about the anti-slavery movement. And then I discovered that it was a very well-covered topic. And I was interested in general in reform in the same period, and gradually I found the topic of welfare reform, or the reform of the poor relief system, what had been brought to the British colonies from England as the Elizabethan Poor Law.
Because that was your other interest, poverty and how.
Yeah.
Legal systems dealt
well,
with that.
Well, I acquired this interest in graduate school and. And then one day I woke up and I sat on my bed and I realized it just suddenly came to me that the
really?
Perfect
that was like kind of
it was like that,
that
yeah
moment?
It was just a moment I literally woke up. I knew that I wanted to write about poverty, and all of a sudden it occurred to me that Rhode Island would be a perfect case study for a whole variety of reasons that I won't go into here.
This was a snippet from a conversation I had today with a visiting professor from the University of Wisconsin, a historian, Gabriel Oyakono. He told me about this fantastically interesting research and something that he's actually writing a book about. Interested to find out what the idea was? Let's listen in.
So anyway, it is funny, like a thunderbolt out of a clear blue sky. It just came to me that I should do research there. And so anyway, I met all five of these people, or met them in the archives during my dissertation research, and they all appear in my dissertation. So then as I was thinking about what I wanted to do with all this research, because typically, you know, I don't know about in Hungary, but in the U.S., it's often the case that you think about whether your dissertation can become a book or a series of articles or something like that.
Sure, we do. Yeah.
So I really wanted this to become a book, but a very different book from how the dissertation was written. So
different audience, different focus.
Everything.
Yeah.
So I still want this to tell the story of poor relief and poverty and ideas about poverty in that period, from the end of the Revolutionary War to the beginning of the Civil War, what we call the early American Republic.
Right. Yes, I know that's your.
Yeah, it's in.
Field or
yeah, it is. Yeah. Although I teach colonial history as well, but anyway, I figured the best way to do it would be to tell the story of poor relief through the lives of five people, from very poor to very rich. And
these are people that knew each other, or some of them
some of them did. Chapter 1 about the overseer of the poor, William Larned, is related to Chapter 3 about One-Eyed Sarah, because Larned gave Sarah a job. He hired her to be a nurse for the town's poor, or the paupers of the town.
Okay, now you're talking about the chapters of the book or of the dissertation?
No, of the book. So the book is
okay.
Going to have a chapter each on each
person.
The dissertation did not do that. So it starts with an overseer of the poor named William Larned, and explains what the whole poor law system was like and what his job was and how incredibly powerful he was, and also about his own personal life and how this interacted with his public job as the poor overseer of the poor. He had this job for like 28 years, he had also a lot of children. He had, I think, 16 children, maybe 18 altogether, which was in the early Republic an unusually large family. And his job as overseer kind of helped him support this family, a family that was not always wealthy themselves and was sort of vulnerable themselves. So that's his story. His story wound up taking two chapters, actually, but I think it's worth it. So then the next chapter after his two is about One-Eyed Sarah, who is Indian, is... Well, there's something wrong with her eyes, although I'm not exactly sure yet what. She may have been legally blind or you know, sort of blind.
But what you have read so far doesn't say what may have been the cause, or was not explicit?
Well, Sarah is the one that I know the least about. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to write a chapter about her because her story is so intriguing. She she became the center of a newspaper war. In the summer of 1811, a whole bunch of men got into this argument in the newspapers about how the poor of the town were being taken care of. And the guy who started the argument, this sort of young upstart, whose real name I don't know, but who took the classical name Howard as his pen name, he basically accused the overseers, including Larned, of being horribly irresponsible and of treating the paupers very poorly, of treating them in an inhumane, neglectful manner. And one of his many, many pieces of evidence was that they had hired this woman that he called One-Eyed Sarah to take care of the paupers. And he never brought up her race, interestingly, but he suggested that she and her family were horrible tyrants. He used the term the vilest of wretches, which I find amusing just because it's a term of opprobrium we no longer use.
And then maybe the family couldn't have been non-white, right? Or they must have been white.
Well, it turns out when the overseers defend themselves, it's they who mention that she's Indian. But they say that despite this fact, in their view, she is still respectable, or was still respectable at some point, and that she did a good job. And so that's why I got interested in her and started to look up her story more.
To me, this was an absolutely fascinating conversation, finding out about this research firsthand from the author. If you are interested in the actual book, I will let you know about it when it's out. You've been listening to Take Off, the podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. And until next time, take care.